Blog Talk Radio.
Never be will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them.
like kitten. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't trust the lady of my life. She hitting, hit her with a drop top with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Sand in his face. When I talk to Putin, he's going to straighten out. Just looking at him, he's going to be. And then it turns out they can't handle a bunch of CNBC moderators. I mean, let me tell you, if you can't handle those guys, you know, then I don't think the Chinese and the Russians are going to be too worried about you.
Just a little newsflash for you, Mr. President. The Chinese and the Russians aren't too worried about you. I know that in your alternative universe, your bizarro world that you live in, you probably have no idea that this is going on, but you've made the United States a laughingstock abroad, overseas. People like Vladimir Putin and people like the Chinese Prime Minister, the Chinese President, they don't take you seriously. They laugh at you. They mock you. They burn you in effigy in the Middle East. Of course, they do that with every American president, but you're special to them because they know that you're a pushover, and because they know when you talk tough and you talk about red lines in the sand, nothing ever happens. They cross them, there are no consequences. The other thing is that...
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early. She looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always
with me on this lovely, beautiful Friday morning, KGIF. We have made it through, people. We have made it to the end of the week. I know it gets a little iffy along about Wednesday afternoon, but here we are. Hope it's nice and lovely and sunny wherever you are. And thank you for, again, thank you for listening and hanging out with me today. We are, gosh, we're talking about all kinds of things. We're talking about the good night for conservatives this past Tuesday night on election night. And especially in Kentucky, where Matt Bevin was elected governor. And we also have, you know, Barack Obama making fun of...
One of Hillary's primary campaign promises is to help expand the Sharia law program in minority communities in America. You think that's the right campaign platform to be running on?
Yeah.
The Sharia law expansion?
Yes, I'd say yes.
Just to change the way women are treated in America?
Absolutely.
By implementing
Absolutely.
Sharia law?
Absolutely.
Hillary knows what's best?
Hillary's cool.
Okay.
I'm going for it.
I like your tattoo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You think Hillary's plan for the Sharia law is the right thing? Is it the right time for that in America?
I mean, I don't think it'd be a bad thing.
Can't be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Her Sharia law plan.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. One of Hillary Clinton's primary platforms is to spread Sharia law within the minority communities. Do you think that's the right thing to do in the New World Order?
I guess so. Yeah.
Would you support Hillary Clinton's Sharia law program? Do you think that's the right thing for the New World Order?
Sure. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
All
just
right.
checking. Thank
yeah.
you. Hillary Clinton, obviously running for president, could potentially be the first female president in the United States. Part of her campaign promises to implement the Sharia law program in the minority communities and in the middle class. You think she's on the right track?
Sure.
Are you going to be voting for Hillary?
Sure.
Do you think that's the right way to take America forward, is to implement Hillary Clinton's Sharia law expansion?
Yeah, I do.
You support, you're a Hillary supporter, obviously?
Kind of.
Hillary, being involved in politics for several decades, has decided that expanding Sharia law in the United States is the best way to help move America forward. Do you think that's the right idea?
I don't know exactly what Sharia law is, so I can't really
It sounds
on that.
Like it's a step in the right direction, but I don't know entirely. I don't know exactly
Hillary
what Sharia
probably
law
know.
Is.
If Hillary has decided that expanding Sharia law is one of her primary campaign platforms, you think that's probably the right thing to do?
Sure. Yeah.
Expanding the Sharia law in America?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, Hillary Clinton, obviously a big advocate for equality and taking, helping to eliminate sexism. Part of that platform is to spread Sharia law in the United States, particularly in some of the urban communities. Do you think that's a good platform for Hillary to be running on?
I mean, if that's her only sole campaign strategy point, I think there's multiple strategies that you have
it's
to go
part
for.
Of her campaign,
yeah, but I mean, I think that's a very good one to bring to the front. Whether you base your platform on that or not, I think you have to have diversity in what you offer to.
She's got a couple things. That's one of the, you know, her triangular strategy. One of the prongs is to spread the Sharia law in America. You think that's a good platform, one of the platforms to be running on?
Yeah, I mean, if this is a sample to get that feedback, yes, I think that's definitely one of the key strategy points to bring forward.
There's two other primary platforms. So you do agree with Hillary's platform to help spread Sharia law in the United States?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but just checking. Talking to Hillary supporters today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you're new. Check out some of the previous videos and playlists on youtube.com/markdice. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter, or check out some of my books in paperback on amazon.com or your favorite e-reading device. And stay tuned, because there's more videos coming soon.
A little free advertisement there for Mark Dice. Glad to help you, Mark. Glad to help out. But, you know, that it speaks for itself, because only how many people did he interview there? Maybe 10 people. One person was hesitant to say that they really didn't want to say anything because they really weren't sure what exactly Sharia law was. But everybody else was so intent on sounding so intelligent and sounding so informed that, and of course, you know, Hillary, if Hillary's for it, how can it be bad? How can it be wrong? Oh, it'll be great for women. Really? None of these people had no clue what Sharia law is. happen there. The broadcast goes, I guess, the broadcast spirits. Anyway, from Dateline, Vermont, Montpelier, Vermont, employees of a Vermont company have launched a side business selling, wait for it, underwear featuring a black and white drawing of the face of Democrat presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. NECN, not sure what that stands for, reports that the underwear, which features the message, quote, feel the burn, B-E-R-N, is available for men and women and costs $15 plus shipping and handling. The three workers with KSE Partners, a strategic communications and government affairs firm, say they created Bernie's briefs as a fun side business.
Stand up.